Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to go in depth with somebody today with a great organization that I'm anxious for our listeners to learn more about. We want to welcome to KDWA Kate Bickett. She is the Program Manager Recruitment Coordinator with a wonderful organization called Kids in Kinship. Kate, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I'm so thrilled to be able to chat with you. So our listeners would know Jan that you work with. She's been so sweet about calling in and filling us in on so many of the great things that go on. But you have some real specific things I know you want to tell us about. Jan Belmore has been there for a long time telling us about great things. But first of all, give a little overview, please, about the Kids in Kinship organization.
Yeah, absolutely. So Kids in Kinship is a youth mentoring nonprofit. So we serve the majority of Dakota County. So that's Apple Valley, Burnsville, Lakeville, Eagan, Rosemount, and Farmington. So when I say we serve the majority of Dakota County, those are those service areas, but those are the kiddos in our program live within those six cities, but our mentors can be from any city. We have mentors from Hastings and Minneapolis, Prior Lake, so mentors can really be from anywhere, but essentially what our program is, we match volunteers in our communities who serve as mentors to children in our program. And these mentors essentially just walk alongside the child that they are matched with and support them through just conversations, just walking alongside of them, really just offering their support as another positive adult role model in their life. And so what our program does is we are there to kind of hold your hand through that mentoring process and offer our support when questions or concerns arise. And yeah, that's kind of our program a little bit at a glance, I would say. But, you know, the great thing about our program is that we invite couples and families to sign up as mentors as well. So not just individuals. And as long as you're 21 plus, you're able to be a mentor in our program.
Kate, I know that Jan has shared many good news stories over the years of how mentoring has really made a big impact on a lot of kids' lives. What is the age group of kids that you serve?
Yeah, absolutely. So we serve children and teens. So 5 to 16 is our age range. And I would say we typically see probably around age 8 is we're most often seeing in our program. Because when you get to the, you know, either end of the spectrum, we don't have as many kids on those further ends. But 5 through 16 are those ages. And yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people have great hearts, beautiful hearts, and they would love to be helping in some ways, but they might say, gosh, I'm kind of a boring person. I really have nothing to give a young person, or this sounds like this could be expensive and I'm on a fixed income. Okay. Can you help clear up some of those misnomers of who really makes a great mentor and what the qualities of a good mentor are?
Absolutely. I am so glad that you asked. That is a really, really common question that we see within our field. And we don't want people to feel like they're not good enough to be a mentor, because we match mentors of all ages, genders, locations, whatever it might be, right? Whatever background you have. So it's really, we're happy to have mentors in our program. For anyone who's willing to share their time or interest, they're all welcome in our program. I think the biggest piece of it is you don't need experience to be a friend to a child, right? Mm. And so one of the things too, like, you know, if you're a really busy person, or there might be specific things, like if you have a child of your own and you're not 100% sure if this is something that would work for you, I would say, you know, your preferences and your comfort levels and all of your input is all taken into consideration when we match you. So if you do have concerns that you wouldn't, you know, make a good role model or a mentor, like, we'll walk alongside of you and kind of hash out those concerns and figure out who you'd work best with to be matched with. And, you know, I think another thing, too, is kids are not looking for perfection. You know, they're just interested in spending time with someone who's willing to share their life and, you know, their life's experiences. And, you know, ordinary people can make extraordinary mentors. And so, you know, and one thing, too, is we do offer ongoing support. And so we do trainings with you. We are there, you know, we're just a phone call away if something pops up where you're just like, I don't know how to answer my mentee's question or anything like that, you know. So we're here for you and we walk alongside you. But my biggest thing to people who may feel like they're not a good fit for the program is to just think on it. And ordinary people, again, make extraordinary mentors. So I would say, please just still apply and reach out to us because we're always looking for mentors. The need for mentors is really great in our community.
So what would a time commitment be for something like this, please?
Sure. So we do actually ask for 1 to 4 hours a week to meet with your mentee. And we do ask for a minimum of a year to be matched. That's our time requirement. And I'm going to jump into why that is. So extensive research has been done on mentorship. And we've found that when children are matched for less than a year, it can actually be more detrimental to them. And so we want adults who are going to stick around and not abandon their mentee or, you know, just, you know, make it a resume filler or anything like that. Like, we want you to genuinely have this amazing friendship and caring, supportive relationship, because a lot of the children from our program do come from single-parent households or maybe just non-traditional households where they're living with or their guardians are relatives, right? And so it's super important to the children that we are getting mentors who are going to stick around and be there and really want to develop a friendship that will last a lifetime. We actually frequently celebrate multiple year matches. So I know about a month ago we had a match who celebrated 10 years matched together.
Oh, wow.
Which I think, yeah. So, you know, this program is like you are impacting a child and truly changing the life of a child. We had our recent Kids in Kinship Gala that we put on every single year. And one of our testimonial speakers, Scott Moss, had a wonderful speech. But Scott used to be in our program as a mentee, and he actually grew up and became a mentor. So, and he's been matched with his kiddo for quite some time too, but, you know, he spoke a lot on how impactful it was for him to have a mentor who, he had recently lost his father, and they joined the program, and he was matched with, an adult male who kind of turned into this father figure for him and really offered support and friendship to him in a time when he really needed it. The biggest thing about our program is, like, we are changing lives and we're changing our community with the friendships that we're building.
Kate, tell us a little bit about you. How did you get involved with Kids in Kinship, please?
Yeah, so I actually, so I graduated from UW-La Crosse. I was a communication studies major, but I interned at Big Brothers Big Sisters, actually. So I've been in the mentorship field for quite some time, and I am from Prior Lake, and so I just felt like it was time for me to come back to the cities. And so I ended up at Kids in Kinship and very much loving the position and the role that I get to do. One plug I should say is I'm actually heading out. I'm on the way out of this position. And so if anybody who's listening right now is interested in a project manager type of role, we are actually hiring. So you can actually go to our website and find our contact us page if that's a position that you're interested in. But again, it's a wonderful job, a really, really great group of staff members who are all very trained in child safety. And it's a really great team to work with. So,
Kate, I would assume that as you were getting set to find a career in, you know, the quote-unquote real world, you probably didn't know a lot about mentorship programs, or did you?
Yeah. No, I really didn't. I kind of went in a little bit blindly, and it is such an interesting world, and I did not realize the impact of mentorship until I started. You know, we often have staff meetings where we sit down and talk about specific matches and situations that are happening within them. And, you know, some of the kids go through a lot of hardship, and we hear so many fantastic stories from our mentors and matches, mentoring couples or mentoring families, about all of these really positive, fun experiences that these matches are getting to have. And, you know, mentors being like, wow, I was able to talk through with my mentee today, like, he was being bullied at school and I was able to offer support to him. Or, you know, more on the fun end of the spectrum, we just had a match get to go to a Twins game, and it was one of the first times that that kiddo had actually been able to go out and do that kind of stuff. So one of the things is, you know, we offer a lot of support, like I've said, but we also are able to provide some discounted tickets to events like Twins games, or even free tickets to Twins games. So we alleviate those costs on our mentors. And our program is free to families. So we offer this service, this mentoring service, to our families in our program for free. So, yeah, lots of support, and it's a really great field to be a part of. And
oh, I bet it's so rewarding.
Yeah, so rewarding. Lots of lasting change that you get to see. And again, like I said, somebody just celebrated a 10-year match anniversary. So, and our average match length is 3 years, which is well above national standards. So super fantastic to be a part of.
So great people in Dakota County helping you, it sounds like, as well. Well, we have an opportunity to make a difference through your youth mentoring program by coming to some informational meetings. And some are in person, some are virtual. Do you want to go down the list, please, and tell us about this?
Absolutely. So the next step, if you are interested in becoming a mentor, or if you just want to learn more, we put on mentoring information sessions, and so these are open to anyone that's interested in being a mentor. So those dates, the next one that we've got coming up is Tuesday, October 12th. That one is going to be a virtual meeting. It's from 6 to 7 p.m., so all of our info session meetings are typically at night to accommodate for a typical work schedule. The one after that, we've got one on Thursday, October 28th from 6:30 to 7:30. That one is actually in person. That'll be at Robert Trail Library in Rosemount. And then Monday, November 8th, another virtual mentoring information session from 6:30 to 7:30. And then our very last one we've got on the schedule for this quarter is Monday, November 22nd. And that one is from 6 to 7 p.m. at Westcott Library in Eagan. So we definitely hope to see you there. If you have any interest at all, like, please go to our Kids and Kinship website. So just do a quick Google search of Kids and Kinship and navigate to our How to Become a Mentor page, where you can RSVP to one of our information sessions.
And how many kids are there that are looking for a mentor right now?
Yeah, we've got over 35 children waiting to be matched right now. And one really important note about that is that most of the children on our wait list are boys. So our need for male role models, male mentors, is really high at this point in time. So if you, your spouse, your son, anyone you know who would make a good positive male role model, please refer them to us, to our program. Please attend an information session. The need for mentorship in this community, especially mentoring young men, it's pretty high. So,
and again, you do not have to have experience. You will go through some training, and you also, if people are listening and they're worried about these kids, as far as the mentors have been very vetted.
Yes. Yep. So we, again, just like walk alongside of you in that mentorship journey, and we make sure that all of your preferences and thoughts and considerations and concerns are taken into our consideration when we match you. And you are able, once we get to the final matching process, you are able to decide. We'll present you with a few kiddos or teens who we think you would make a great mentor for, and you're able to kind of decide who you feel you would best be able to serve as a mentor. So again, no experience needed. You really are just a friend to this child. You are an additional positive role model in their life. And I think one of the things I should note is that typical meet up with a child, because we do ask for 1 to 4 hours a week of just connecting. It doesn't need to be you taking them out to dinner or anything costly. It can be as simple as flying a kite, playing catch, going to the park, going for a walk. And again, we do offer discounted tickets. So our program is open to anyone who has that passion to support children.
There are kids close by, right?
Right. Yep. And we will, again, take that into consideration. And we try to match so that you are not driving more than 15 minutes to see a child. So again, the kids in our program live in Apple Valley, Burnsville, Lakeville, Egan, Rosemount, and Farmington. So we'd find somebody who is the closest to you, and you would just go from there. And it's max 15-minute drive.
Kate, what a wonderful organization, and you did a great job of explaining how important mentors are to kids. They're important to us as adults also, but this is just a wonderful organization called Kids in Kinship, and we all have an opportunity to participate. And again, if you can give people your website so they could go online and learn more.
Absolutely. So our website is www.kidskinship.org. So that's kidsinkinship.org.
Or if they would like to send you an email.
Absolutely. So my email is volunteer@kidsinkinship.org. Again, if you are not remembering this, or if you don't have a pen and paper handy, you can just do a quick Google search of Kids in Kinship. We're the first result, and you can navigate to our Contact Us page as well.
Thank you so much, and we hope that you get some great mentors out of our conversation today. And we want to thank our guest, Kate Beckett. She is with Kids in Kinship, a wonderful organization in Dakota County. And if you have any questions, do reach out to them, and hopefully people can go to some of those mentoring information sessions. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.